exiles and deportations. And after it, as a dessert, the Holocaust, we're in shock. No one can understand what happened to us, and no one can say, no, I know. No one. It's because of this reason, because of that reason, it's a punishment, it's Hasarat Panim, Hasture, Shebetoch Hasture. Forget it. I think I heard that Rabbi Milubavitch said that, but I'm not sure. But one of the tzaddikim said it, that even if they would give the devil, the Satan himself, the permission to do whatever he wants to do, he wouldn't come up with that plan of the Holocaust. He himself was in shock. The devil, the Malach HaMavet, the angel of death, he saw what happened in the camps. He was terrified. He couldn't function. He himself fainted. You know what happened over there? No one knows. No one can understand the pain. And we have it inside every cell of your body contain the sorrow of your ancestors. Every cell in your body made, like we said yesterday, made out of your parents. It's the DNA. It's inside. You've been programmed with the Holocaust inside of you.
Genetic memory.
You have it. Nothing gonna change it. And Egypt is inside of you. You know what happened in Egypt? They took the children and they threw them to the crocodiles in the Nile. And they were raping their wives. With the Greeks and the Romans. And in all of the Galuyot. In Paras, during the generation days of Achashverosh. And on. All of the time, being raped, being beaten. And we're saying, God loves us. Hashem Oevoti. Okay, what's going on? We cannot understand. It's a huge gap. What are you going to do? The faith is in the nights. You need to believe. You don't believe in what that you know. You know the truth that you suffer. You know that it's hard. You know that it's a process. You know that it's written that Hashem is good. Now you have a free choice if to believe or not to believe. You cannot believe that it's a mic. You don't need to believe. You can say. You can know. To believe, what's behind that wall? Where is Hashem? No one can put his finger. We know what's written in Likutei Moharan. We can believe. The faith is in something that you cannot grab, that you cannot hold. You know for sure that it's going to be good. Your heart is telling you from inside that we have a good future. Do you feel it? You feel the geula? You feel the redemption? You believe that Hashem now in the present, machazir shchinato letzion? A lot of questions. Really, to hold in faith, it's a mission. To be happy, it's the hardest thing in avodat Hashem of them all. You think, they're bums, they're happy all day long. You don't know. To put a smile on a sad face, it's the hardest thing in the world. And the Rachmanim, the Gemara is saying, Chayim enam Chayim. You cannot call the life of a merciful person life. He sees the pain of his friend, he wants to die. He cannot stand the suffer of someone else. He cannot. He cannot see someone suffering and... I give that example, a doctor in the children section, department. In the department, in the hospital. Can he go home? Can you go home? No, I'm home now. You can go home? There are still children in that department. Are you home? You're not home. If you're a human being and you visit once in the children department in the hospital, you cannot go home anymore. There is no home for you. There are children over there. For a righteous man, there is no life. Women are being raped now, in the present, now, while we're talking. Women now being raped. Somewhere. Can you sleep? Can you eat? Can you drink? If you have a heart, you cannot do nothing. You're not alive. Because of the truth is that we have to have faith. Faith is the only hope. Because if you're going to go with your mind, with your logic, down to all of the sorrow of this world, you will die. You will crush under the weight of that burden of the exile. Who can stand? Why you're not judging someone that commits suicide in the Holocaust? Because you understand him. You say, okay, look, who can judge him? And someone that killed himself yesterday, jumped from the 30 floors building, can you judge him? Do you know? They buried Poskim, Rabbanim, buried Dudu Topaz, the comedian Dudu Topaz, inside the fence, Betoch HaGadar. He committed suicide in jail, in prison. Because they said that he went through a lot of suffering that we cannot tell what's the real verdict, the real judgment on him going to be, if he's supposed to be someone that buried outside of the fence or inside. If you know the person suffered before killing himself, you cannot blame him on what that he done. This is the halakha. So they buried him inside because you cannot know, you can never tell if that suffering was enough or not enough to commit suicide. So it means that there is a place that it's okay, chas shalom, even for a person to take his life. Of course it's not allowed, but you can understand after the fact that it happened, look, I don't want to be in his test. I don't want to be in his place. I can never understand what he went through to come to that place. Elvis Presley said that he would pay $1 million if he would have that opportunity to be one day without that name, Elvis Presley, to be just a person. Without being Elvis Presley for one day in his life, he was ready to pay $1 million for that. You know what it means to be a superstar? Everyone wants to be a superstar. Everyone wants to be famous. He wants to pay. What killed Dudu Topaz? That he was the most famous person in Eretz Israel. Everyone loved him. Everyone admired him. Everyone worshipped him. He was number one. He couldn't deal with it. You don't have the vessels of humility to know that you're zero, that everything that you have is only free gift, matnat chinam from Hashem Yitbarach. Elvis Presley, it's the best example. He's got mit bodeduyot. He's writing right. You're right. People, Robin Williams. People that could feel that they don't have nothing in their world, and they had everything, and their conversation is with Hashem. Elvis Presley got it bodeduyot, talking to the Lord, talking to Hashem, talking to the Creator. Give me the right advice that I'm going to know what to do with my life. Yes, I saw it. Yeah. He's got letters of it, but it's not. Can send you the link. Yeah, don't be afraid to admit. There is a creator to all of the creations, to all of the nations. Can you define the difference between a Jew to a non-Jew? Do you know that you're better than the Goy? Do you know it for sure? In what? Tell me. Also, I'll show you some goyim that you're going to be embarrassed. That you're going to be embarrassed. I'm going to show Schindler. Schindler. His name wasn't Nachman Schindler. It wasn't no Nachman and not Nachum. And he was sinning a lot. And he had tava for women, lust for women, and he loved money, and he had tava kabod, and he had anger, a lot of things you can say on him. But also he saved thousands of Jews. Can you talk about him? Do you know where he's holding? And they tell you that he's going to have, and it's true, that's the Torah, that he's going to be in the lowest level of heaven, of all seven kinds of heaven that there is. He's going to be in the lowest one. Means that the lowest Jew of them all, you're going to see a lowest Jew of them all, you will kill him with your bare hands. You hate him. He's going to be higher than that guy Schindler. And he will. So how can you understand it? You cannot. So stop questioning. Understand that you cannot understand nothing. And don't compare to yourself that you can. And don't plan your life according to your understandings all of the time. No, I need to buy a house. No, I need to do this. I need to... Just pray. David HaMelech, he knew all of the Torah. He knew all of the halachot. He knew everything. And he kept on saying all of his life, Adricheni ba'amitecha, guide me in your truth. Lamdeni chukecha, teach me your rules. Because he knew that be'emot hayiti imach, that I'm like animals. I'm an animal. I don't know nothing. Hashem is greater than us. Hashem is somewhere else. Hashem is something different. You need to throw your mind and just to pray. Just to pray all day long. Kol hayom isichati. All day long. Hashem, teach me. Who am I? What should I do? How should I behave? What should I dress? What should I eat? How I should eat? What should I do? The only connection that you have to Hashem Yitbarach is through the tefillot, through the prayers. It's the only way to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. From the Torah, I'm sorry to tell you, you cannot learn all of those lessons, all of those huge understandings. We don't have the purity to see. It's all written in the Torah. But we don't have the ability to see it. But when you do it by the truth and you talk to Hashem, Hashem is opening your eyes. He's just removing the masks. He's just taking away. Tachenem mirot. Hashem plastered the eyes of people from seeing. People cannot see. He made you blind. Kol Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Binyamin, all of Am Yisrael are in the bechezkat sumim. They're blind until comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu and open the eyes. So you're blind. You cannot see. You see a person, you say, hey man, it's him. It's not him. You look at yourself and you think that you recognize yourself and you don't know who you are. You look at the mirror and you don't know who you are. That is not you. That is not you. When that's going to die, you're going to go somewhere else. When we're going to come and visit you after 120 years, we're not going to visit you. You're going to be in heaven with the righteous people. We're going to visit ourselves, we're going to meet, we're going to talk, we're going to chat, we're going to... Tzadikim have the permission to come back. In the Yahrzeit, if the person got some reason to come back to his grave, so he's not there, forget, you don't have nothing to do. Why it's contaminated? Why that place is contaminated? Because the soul went. Everything is contaminated. This is the contamination. That is your body. It's a contaminated body. It's not me. So who am I? Good question. Go ask. Who are you going to ask? The one that creates you. I cannot answer you. I barely can find myself. Fighting on that. I'm fighting on that. To know who I am. When my children are saying, I love that candy, I love that Khatif, I don't know what, all of those names, Bamba, Beasley, Doritos... I'm fixing them all of the time. I love Doritos. You don't love it. You don't have no connection to it. You don't love Beasley. You don't love Bamba. You don't, because love is not connected to all of what that we're talking about now. It's different. You know what is love? See, from Hebrew, you have Aleph and Hey and Bet and Hey. Ahava. Aleph and Bet. It's a certain seder. It's a certain flow. After bet, you have gimel. Aleph, bet, now comes gimel. After it comes dalet. Hey, okay, so this is ahava. What's ahava? Hey. What's that hey? Hey, it's the glue. It's a spirituality that glued between two things. Between aleph and bet, there is hey. Hey, it's the name of Hashem. It's Havaya Baruch Hu. It's Hashem. This is love. Ahava, it's the glue that between every two things, between Aleph to Bet, between Bet to Gimel, between Gimel to Dalet, you have Ahava. What is love? It's Hashem between everything. Hashem separates between everything, means Hashem joins everything. And if you're going to see, also in the vowels you can learn. Because the Aleph have Patach, and the Hey got Kamatz. No. Yeah, yes, kamatz, kamatz, and the hay got kamatz, and the vet got patach, patach with two dots. It's chataf patach. So it means like we said, after Aleph you have Bet. After Bet you have Gimel. The Gimel and Dalet are missing. You cannot find them. Also, the next Hays are missing also. But you can see from the order of the beginning what's going to be next. So, Aleph is in Patach, and Bet is Chataf Patach. It's weaker. You hear it less. So it means that the physicality, the Aleph and then the Bet, is weaker. In Gimel, you are not going to hear the Gimel at all. It's going to be quiet. The Dalet, you never heard about it at all. But between the Hay to the next one, the first Hay that you have is getting stronger. It's already in Kamas, if I'm not wrong. But the spirituality is just growing, and the physicality is just going lower. It's being purified. The hay is being purified and climbing and growing, and the letters of the physicality is just going lower and lower and lower. This is Ahava. So the end of the Ahava is that it all becomes to be spirituality. That the physicality is canceled. If you really want to come to Ahavat Hashem, first of all, you need to separate all of your attachments to all of the physical things. You need to care less about food, to care less about your ta'avot, your needs, about money. So how you come to all of those things? With tshuva, with prayers, with requests. You ask and you ask and you ask and you ask and you ask. And then you grow and you develop. You found the word Ahava?
Yeah, page 6.
You know what they're saying?
Yes. I don't know what you call the. You have Aleph with a Pata.
Yes, and Bet.
You have Hay with a Pata and two dots.
Okay.
And then you have a Bet with the commas.
Bet?
Yeah.
Bet is a comma.
Ahava. Okay, so you can explain. Okay. So you can explain it differently. Okay, so what that I said is wrong. You can explain. Okay, wonderful. So the pata, so the physicality. Okay, now I remember what I was thinking before. I remember it. So it means that the physicality is getting stronger, because patach is weaker than kamatz, and the aleph is in patach. And the next one is Bet, is getting stronger. And the first Hay is Patach, Chataf Patach. So it's the most gentle one that you have. It's almost, kilo. It's, you almost don't hear it. It's, you don't say Ahava. It's Ahava. The Hay, you almost cannot hear it. And the next Hay is nothing.
The glue is going, it's
become to be more gentle and more gentle and more gentle. So you need to choose one of them, to who you connect yourself. If you connect yourself to the Aleph Bet, to the physicality, it becomes to be heavier and heavier and stronger and thicker. And if you go with Hashem, so it becomes to be lighter and more spiritual and illuminating and brighter. The opportunity that a human being have in this world, we cannot imagine. What that is open in front of our eyes, our opportunity, is, you cannot describe it. Ein lo ra'ata Elokim zulatecha. Only Hashem can show you what you can achieve. It depends in your commitment to the truth. How much you're going to work on that. You see that you're low, accept it with love. Say, Hashem, I'm sorry. I want to be better. Make me better. Help me. Heal me. I'm sick, I'm crazy, I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm depressed. Heal me. It's in your hands. Connect yourself to Hashem Yitzvah again and again and again and again. What that you can achieve, no one can share with you. Because you're going to find it from inside. Suddenly you're going to have Hashem in your life. And when you have Hashem, you have confidence, you have simcha, you have love, you have everything that you need. You know what to sing now, right?
Where is the love?
No. All you need is love. All you need is love.
Love is all you need.
Love is all you need.
beautiful. Thank you.